In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A very special welcome to our guests and our visitors. We're happy that you're here. And if you're here for the first time, we hope you feel at home at St. Benedict's. We hope you feel like family. We always say this is a church that feels like family, so we hope that you experience that today, especially in the parking lot. Half of the job you've accomplished, you got in. The other half is going to be getting out. Please remember your Christianity as you go out. It was 1815, and there was a battle going on between the Duke of Wellington and Napoleon. And as you know, the great Napoleon was undefeated. Those of you that are sports fans, you know exactly what undefeated means. Napoleon was tough. But the Duke of Wellington went on with his battle. And there was a man who went up the tower at Winchester Cathedral, and his job was to go up the tower and look for signals, light signals, to see if the battle had been won or lost. And so, as you can imagine, that night he went up the tower several times to try to see what had happened. And finally, when he got up there, he began to see some light signals coming, but it was a very foggy night, and it was very difficult to see. And when he looked out, he saw the light signal say, "Wellington defeated." Oh, he was heartbroken. And he came down the tower, and he went out to the people and began to say to the people that they were defeated. And of course, all the people were very sad. Some were distraught, some were in tears. And they were concerned about what the future of their nation would be like. But the man was curious. Something in his heart told him something wasn't quite right. So he went up the tower again with hope. And he went up the tower of Winchester Cathedral and looked out again and looked over the sea. And he saw again the light signals coming, and it said, "Wellington defeated the enemy." The message totally changed, didn't it? So he went down the tower with great excitement, and he went down to the crowd of the people and told them, "The Duke of Wellington won." And of course, everything changed. There was joy and gladness, and a sense of peace was restored. Here we are in 2017. And you may say that the world is up in arms. There is some darkness going on, isn't there? There's war, and the threat of war, and bombs, and there's great poverty in some places and difficulties, and there is a lot of fog out there. There's no doubt about that. Yet as Christians, we're called to look beyond the fog, to see the message at hand. Because when the fog is lifted, when with the eyes of faith we can see beyond the darkness and the fog, all of a sudden, the message changes. The hope in our hearts, the hope that comes from faith, helps us to see the different message, the message of hope, the message that there is going to be peace, the message that we've been called to rise with Christ. You know, the resurrection cannot be reduced to an event that happened 2,000 years ago, because if we do that, we forget what Christianity is about. The resurrection is about living each day as resurrection people. And we live as resurrection people when we recall the grace of our baptism, the promise that we've been called to die with Christ and rise with Him. That every darkness that we may encounter, every fog, every difficulty, none of that can be greater than the light of the risen Christ. And if we understand just a little bit of what that means, then we deal with the struggles, the difficulties, the challenges of this life a little differently. And by the way, I do not want to downplay human suffering, because it's real. For some people, human suffering is an illness, a physical illness. For others, it's a problem. Issues with relationships. Sometimes it can be marriage. Sometimes it could be relationships between parents and their children, children and their parents. Sometimes it's problems at work, professional issues and challenges. Sometimes it's lack of work, a struggle with your economy. And I want to tell you, God understands each and every one of those struggles, and I want to tell you that we cannot downplay them. But as resurrection people, we can live with the hope that God wants so much more for us, and that God has given us the gift to be able to look up and to rise with Christ. To look up. I want to share something with you that comes right out of nature. I want to tell you a little bit about the buzzard. If you put a buzzard in a pen that measures about 6 feet by 8 feet, even though it's entirely open on the top, that bird, in spite of its ability to fly, will be an absolute prisoner. Listen to me carefully. A pen 6 by 8 seems big enough, right? For one bird. Wide open on the top, the buzzard can't go anywhere. And the reason is that the buzzard always begins a flight from the ground, and the buzzard needs to run about 10 to 12 feet before it can start flying. Kind of like a plane, it needs a runway. The buzzard needs a runway. The whole top is open, the buzzard can't fly. Let me tell you about the bat. The bat flies around at night, right? We see him in movies and stuff. Sometimes some of you have seen him in the real world. It cannot take off from a level place. It's placed flat on the ground. And if it's flat on the ground and it has nowhere to kind of get a push up, it rolls around helplessly and probably with a lot of pain. And it's not until it has some slight elevation that the bat can throw itself enough to then take off flying. It takes off like a flash if it has just a little bit of elevation. Now the bumblebee. The bumblebee, if it's dropped into a tumbler, even if it's wide open on the top, it will be in that tumbler until it dies, unless it's taken out. Because the bumblebee never has the way of looking up to see how to escape. The bumblebee just persists on being on the bottom of the tumbler, looking around its sides. It seeks to go out where no exit will exist. And so, the bumblebee completely destroys itself. Now, let's leave the buzzard, the bat, and the bumblebee to the side. Let's talk about people. Human beings. There's a few of us that are human in here, right? Human beings, in many ways, we too are like the buzzard, like the bat, and the bumblebee. We struggle with our problems, with our frustrations, with our difficulties. If you don't, then you're not human, right? So we struggle. We have a tendency to focus in on our problems and our difficulties, and we get caught up in the fog and the darkness, and we forget to look up. We too forget to look up. And I've got something to tell you. As resurrection people, as followers of Jesus Christ, the only answer is to look up. To look up. Because only when we look to the Lord will we find the solution to every problem. One of the biggest challenges in our society today is that many people are choosing to live without God. Many people are choosing to live as if God does not exist. As a matter of fact, they even say that. The growing number of nuns, and they're not the nice ladies who live in a convent. Listen to me carefully. N-O-N-E-S. The nuns. It's a growing group, sociological group of people who say, I don't believe in anything, and I don't want you to tell me what I need to believe in. It's a reality in our world. I'm sure it's a reality in many of our families. People who have chosen to live as if God doesn't matter. And I'm here to tell you that the resurrection of Jesus Christ tells us that even the darkness of atheism, agnosticism, materialism, all those things that concern us today, even that darkness can be combated with the light of faith. Because what the world needs the most today is for Christians to say, I choose to believe and I choose to look up. I choose to look at the risen Christ and I choose to live in the light of Christ. And I choose to live a life of love and service and all those good things that cannot be overcome by any evil. Because I'm here to tell you that the way you overcome evil in the world is by bringing love and the light of faith to every situation. And believe me, we are the bearers of the light of Christ because we are baptized into that light. And unless you and I give witness to that resurrection in the world, many will not know the light of Christ. I remember there was a wonderful song in the 80s. It was very popular when I was going into the seminary. The song was, you're the only Jesus some will ever see. And you're the only words of life that some will ever hear. So let them see in you the one who is crucified and risen. Let them see in you Jesus. Because you're the only Jesus that some will ever see. Remember, we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And in our own life, remember to look up. Because guess what? Sorrow always looks back. Worry always looks around. You're worried. Right? Faith is the only one that looks up. That's why we're called to live simply, to love generously, to care deeply, to speak kindly, and to trust in God, because God loves us. We are a resurrection people. We announce with our lives that Jesus is risen. We must always look up, and we must never fall into the temptation of thinking that my problem, my difficulty, my struggle is greater than the power of God, because that's a lie. Your problem, your struggle, your challenge can be overcome with the light of faith. Remember to look up and have a happy Easter, everyone. Amen.